This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
China celebrated its 70th National Day yesterday with much pomp and circumstance at Tiananmen Square. The Chinese pulled out all the stops for its military parade, which showcased its arsenal of missiles.
And this came amidst trade tensions with the United States. China seems to be taking the opportunity to reassert itself as a formidable world superpower, and must say that this is also coming amid escalated protests in Hong Kong.
So looking at what Chinese President Xi Jinping said, that, you know, this celebration came with a speech that focused on China's economic rise, and he declared that no force could stop the country's rise.
Yes. So for more on this morning, we have on the line with us Andrew Murtha, Director of the China Studies Program at the Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies. Thank you for joining us, Andrew. So what can we make of Xi's speech, particularly in relation to China's stand on the trade conflict?
Well, good morning. I think the main thrust of Xi Jinping's speech was on national unity. Now, he wasn't simply referring to Hong Kong, although he was doing that as well. He was also referencing the singular achievement of Mao Zedong, which is the unification of China after decades of decline and civil war. But he was also likely signaling that China needs to come together to deflect the pain of the U.S.-China trade war and the lowering of China's economic growth rate predictions.
And how do you think this will reflect in Chinese policy going forward, especially if Hong Kong highlights that inequality is going to be a big problem, as well as the fact that all this geopolitical risk and a possible emergence of a tech cold war between the U.S. and China, how are all these factors going to reflect in Chinese policy in the immediate term?
So you mean in China itself?
In China itself, yes.
So that's difficult to say simply because it's unclear what is being, what images and what news reports are being allowed into the country. I mean, things right now are, I think, in a precarious state. The recent escalation of conflict in Hong Kong yesterday contrasted sharply with the events in Tiananmen Square, and one has to worry, I think, that China was holding back somewhat up until the national holiday because it didn't want to be embarrassed. Well, it was embarrassed to some degree, although it wasn't as bad as it could have been. But now there's less holding Beijing back from cracking down than there had been before today. So it's people are digging in on all sides, and it's something that I think is parallel to and will kind of interact with the trade conflict, but I think the focus for the authorities in Beijing is really just to ensure that people within China and outside of Hong Kong subscribe to the to Beijing's narrative.
So, Andrew, what's the likelihood, do you think, of us seeing Beijing sending in armed forces in to deal with the situation in Hong Kong if if protesters and Hong Kong's authorities continue to dig into this conflict?
I don't know what the likelihood is, but I saw images today of People's Armed Police soldiers, which are essentially like China's gendarmerie in Hong Kong. I worry about, it's not clear how this is going to wind down, and things are escalating. It seems at this point that the Hong Kong police have been at least pushed back the protesters, so I don't think there would be kind of an approximate cause for Beijing to send in the PLA. And if they do send in the PLA, that sends a very, very negative signal to Taiwan in terms of future prospect of unification or even reestablishing closer networks of contact. So I think that's really the thing that's deterring China from bringing in the troops.
Thank you very much, Andrew. And that was Andrew Murtha of the Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies over in D.C. And I think in the latest round of protests, there were actually five live rounds fired at protesters by police. So one of which injured a protester, and he's currently he's currently being treated. And I think an investigation into that is also going to be held by police themselves.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.